I'll get to that weather very shortly for you, but we need to have a very serious conversation with the Australian Tax Office, because almost 200,000 businesses have already registered for the JobKeeper program, where their workers get $1,500 a fortnight, the wage subsidy. Now, it's a rather complex process, and it's been worked out by the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and the Prime Minister. Now, while the matter can't be discussed in general terms by the ATO, their second commissioner, Jeremy Hirshhorn, has agreed to come on the program because I'm greatly concerned. Every time the government dishes out large sums of money, whether it's a Labor government or a coalition government, there are people ready to dupe the system. I can go back to the pink bat scheme of the Rudd government. BER, Building the Education Revolution, which was just a rip-off. We got a lot of things done, but by no value for money. We then get to the NDIS, where people are before the courts at the moment for stealing money from disabled people. It's a shocking thing to do. Then you've got, of course, the home stay preschoolers, where it's been shown that people have allegedly stolen millions of dollars from the federal government by pretending to have these preschools set up when in fact they don't exist. So my discussion with the ATO focuses on how this is administered and how they make sure the thieves don't get the keys to the safe. The second commissioner of the ATO is Jeremy Hirshhorn. Mr. Hirshhorn's on the line. Mr. Hirshhorn, good morning to you.
Thanks very much for having me on, Ray.
Now, $130 billion, it's a lot of money. How do you put in checks and balances to make sure people can't rort the system?
Yeah, so this is something we're very focused on, and we've been involved right in the start with Treasury in working out how do we set up a system which works and gets to the right people and doesn't get to the wrong people. And we really want to make it as easy as possible for those who deserve it to get it, and hard or impossible for those outside. So really there's four bits here that I call out. The first is that actually most Australians are honest. So that's, and recognise that this is a Team Australia moment. But then there are a few other things we build on. The first is that the system is designed that you had to be in the system on the 1st of March. So you had to be an honest taxpayer reporting their employees at the 1st of March to get in the scheme. You can't suddenly now find employees that you never knew you had. The second element is that through a mixture of various digital systems, including particularly, I'll call out single touch payroll, we know exactly who's paying who, when, and how much. And that links to the tax file number of the employees. The third element is that we've got, and it's our core business, we're a compliance business. And so, you know, we've got thousands of auditors, and in fact, we have, in our data analytics group, we have one of, if not the biggest data analytics group in Australia. I have 900 of Australia's premier data scientists crunching the numbers to see if anything funny is happening. And then the last point is, of course, when we catch you, if you've been trying to rot this system, there will be extremely severe consequences.
Well, you've encapsulated all the things that are concerning all of us. Just a bit of housekeeping. A lot of young people, and not so young people, I guess these days, might have one or two part-time jobs. They can only be, of course, applied to via one employer. That's correct. So if you've got three or four part-time jobs, you can't have the different employers going into bat for you to get money for them.
That is correct. And that is the primary way we can capture that is that employees will have to tell an employer whether they're claiming the tax-free threshold from that employer. And that's a good, that's a good sign that that's their primary employer. But there will also be an onus on the employer to check. And so an employer should be checking every part-time employee and checking up that they are, in a sense, their first primary employer. Of course, what we will have is a list of all the tax file numbers, and we will be able to pick up if that same tax file number pops up at two or three places.
Sure, sure. And the onus is also on the employer in many respects, because it's there for them to keep the businesses going. That they do the right thing and they don't find people on the books who weren't on the books as of March 1, obviously.
Well, indeed, I think most, as I said, most employers, you know, recognise what this is for and that this is not something to be rorted. But they can't, to be blunt, they just can't make up employees at 1 March. We know the employees at 1 March. And there's in this scheme, there's no chance to sort of reinvent employees.
So there's no phantom employees. And all these people you've got working, as the 200,000 applications are in there at the moment, or close to 200,000, they're cross-checked to make sure that the people they're going to claim were on the books as of March 1.
That's absolutely right. And Ray, I'll give you an update on that, is that as of right now, we're almost at 400,000 employers who've registered interest.
So that's double in the space of 24 hours, because the News Corp and Fairfax papers went to print, 12 hours. They went to print yesterday afternoon and last night. And so that's an ever-increasing. How many do you expect at the end of it, Deputy or Second Commissioner? How many do you expect will be applying?
Look, that's a hard question. I would not be surprised if that number doubled from the 400,000.
So getting close to 1 million employers at the end of the day.
Yes, well, I I'm a little bit constrained because I'm the bricklayer, not the architect.
But how many bricks can you lay an hour?
Well, we'll be laying a lot of bricks now. I think Treasury has said that they expect about 6 million employees to get the benefit of this scheme.
Yeah, okay. In terms of what you normally do, I mean, it's a pretty busy office. You've got all these people, all the experts with data matching and the scientists doing all of that. How much pressure does it put on your organisation to service this $130 billion exercise?
Look, we fully understand the importance of this to the economy, to the country, and the trust that's being placed in us by taking this on. The Commissioner has fully committed the organisation to this. It's a huge challenge. We're very energised and working furiously on it already. We recognise the size of the challenge, but we're confident that we'll be able to redeploy our existing systems and expertise on this. And as I said, the Commissioner has committed that we will deliver, and we've got a good track record of that.
Okay, I greatly appreciate your time. You've given us some clarity. We'll keep on our system these four areas, and I think the most important one's number one. And I think I agree with the Second Commissioner of the ATA, Jeremy Hirshhorn, that most Aussies are decent, honest people. What we've got to do is make sure that the slim minority of rorters are kept at bay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks. Jeremy Hirshhorn, Second Commissioner of the Australian Taxation Office. So there are four key points he made. Most Aussies are honest, decent people. You have to be in the system as of May 1, and the ATA know you were in the system. They've got this huge data file. They know who's paying who and how they're being paid. They are a compliance business, and they've got 900 scientists specialising in data matching all the information. And the fourth and probably equally important point, you get caught, you're in a stack of strife. 131873 is that open line number, 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au.